A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Role-playing games often let you approach combat in a variety of ways. There's melee, there's spellcasting, stealth archery, but your choices don't stop there. One of the strongest cards you can pull out in certain RPGs is calling upon super powerful summons. But of course, not all summons are created equally. Whether you're calling upon a group of legendary 12th century knights, an ornate katana-wielding samurai, or even some summons that don't appear in Final Fantasy, we've collected 10 uber-powerful allies you'll be glad to have on your side. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are the 10 most powerful summons in RPG history. Number 10, Kazuma Kiryu, Yakuza Like a Dragon. Yakuza Like a Dragon is an absolute trip. It's a wonderful follow-up to the saga of Kazuma Kiryu, an excellent introduction for new protagonist Ichiban Kasuga. If you can't tell, I'm a bit of a fan. I also only just finished it like last month. Ichiban is a massive fan of Dragon Quest, so he sees everything through this fantastical hero RPG lens. It sounds bizarre, but it works really well. As a result, the encounters, enemies, and outfits are all grander than they look to everybody else, and probably far more impressive than they are in real life. Even the strongest summon in the game, Kazuma Kiryu himself. Very late in the game, you get the opportunity to summon Kiryu to help you in battle. You can do this by using the in-game summoning service called Poundmates. Yeah, it's really called Poundmates. This game is glorious. While he'll cost you a whopping 1 million yen to summon, the first time is free, which I found to be an absolute godsend while dealing with the final baddie. Kiryu's summon depicts him on the streets of Kamurocho, and he'll absolutely decimate anybody you sick him on. He can one-shot enemies and attack all enemies at once. Unlike everything else in this game, I 100% believe that Kiryu's summon animation is happening exactly as it seems to be happening. No crazy Ichiban imagination required. Number 9, Anima, Final Fantasy X. This is the first, but absolutely not the last time a Final Fantasy summon is gonna appear on this list. The franchise is absolutely famous for them, and we're not gonna ignore that here. Unfortunately, since we couldn't make this an entirely Final Fantasy-focused list, we haven't been able to include every extraordinary summon, but we're giving a slot to Final Fantasy X's Anima. Anima is really something to behold, as a towering, enchained demonic figure with a tragic backstory. Her attack, Anima's Pain, can pretty much flatten any foe in one shot, and do some severe damage to enemies immune to death magic. She's literally chained up because of her raw chaotic power. In the Final Fantasy X remaster, her Oblivion move amounts to a 16-hit attack that maxes out at 99,999 damage per hit. That's over 1.5 million damage all up. If we're talking raw numbers, she's second to only one of the Maga sisters in power. She is as strong as she is terrifying, her design is wonderfully horrifying, and her ability to clear a battlefield more than earns her a spot on this list. Number 8, Eclipse, Golden Sun, The Lost Age. Another series with a pile of fantastic summons is the RPG fantasy epic by Camelot Software Planning, Golden Sun. Initially released for the Game Boy Advance over the early 2000s, the story followed a group of magically inclined teenagers called Adepts who must save the world. Yep, world saving comes up a lot in these games. They have all sorts of methods at their disposal to assist them in doing so, and one of the coolest is utilizing summons. Catastrophe and Judgment are pretty cool, but we're giving the edge to Eclipse because it's basically a planet-sized dragon that shoots an enormous laser beam that obliterates just about anything it hits. Yeah, dragon wins. If you're looking for unbelievable overkill, look no further than this summon of the Jupiter element. Eclipse is so powerful, it breaks the lighting engine and the frame rate. In the sequel, Dark Dawn, the massive orange beastie is back with a vengeance, equipped with an additional attack that slashes enemy attack percentages by up to half. Awesome and deadly. Number 7, Dremora Lord, The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim. In Skyrim, there are a few different ways of calling upon an ally. You can get Lydia to carry your burdens, get some other random sap to carry your crap, call upon a dragon, get a permanent dead thrall, or summon a friendly creature. Now, since dead thralls stick around forever, I've arbitrarily decided they don't count for this list. Anything that sticks around for 999 real-world days is hanging about way too long to reasonably be called a summon and not a roommate you'll need to put up in Whiterun and start charging rent. Instead, we're keeping to Skyrim's actual summons and going with the obvious choice, a Dremora Lord. Conjure Dremora Lord is an expert level conjuration spell, and it's probably the best one to go for if you're looking for the toughest partner in crime. Dremora Lords chomp through most foes, particularly once you can summon two bound lords with the Twin Souls perk, and then you can sit back and collect delicious loot while they handle the wet work. They also have an excellent bark where they say, "I smell weakness," so yeah, you're on the right side with this guy on your team. Even if he is technically an Oblivion-dwelling embodiment of evil. It's cool. We can overlook it. Number 6, Knights of the Round, Final Fantasy VII. The Knights of the Round summon brings King Arthur and his mates into the fold in a very big way, to the tune of 600,000 damage. Yeah. Execute this summon and all 12 legendary knights of the circular table are going to rock up one by one to take a hefty bite out of whatever poor group of suckers is in front of you. Given each of them are capable of doing 9,000 damage plus King Arthur himself, that's a fairly surefire way to end the lives of any nasties that have looked at you sideways. Particularly if you happen to have dual summon and mimic materia equipped, in which you can pop this one off 6 times in one round and there's your 600,000 damage. That's not too shabby if you're willing to part with the MP cost. Unfortunately, there's a pretty big trade-off here, and that's the almost minute and a half that it takes this attack animation to unfold. Settle in, grab a coffee, sit back, and dream of your enemies strewn around you, because you certainly have the time. It remains to be seen if Knights of the Round is going to be as powerful in Final Fantasy VII Remake, but God, we hope it's not as long.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Before we go any further, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Masterclass. With the amount of time we spend discussing and analyzing video games on this channel, it's always good to understand exactly how these experiences are put together. And fortunately for me, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass's streaming service, you can learn from the best to become your best, studying and growing with over 200 plus of the world's leading instructors. For me, I've been having a blast using a class on video game design by The Sims creator Will Wright to find out exactly how game mechanics are designed around player psychology, as well as learning how important playtesting is to shipping the titles that you and I both love. But it hasn't stopped there, as I've also been brushing up on my practical filmmaking skills directly from my favourite movie director, Martin Scorsese, as well as trying to get back in the cooking game with Roy Choi's amazing course on intuitive cooking. Seriously, my kitchen is a mess, but my belly has never been more grateful. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to courses on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even via audio-only modes. Even better, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and 88% of members feel that the service has made a positive impact on their lives. And to put the cherry on top of that cake, right now, What Culture Gaming listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/gaming. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/gaming. What's that? You want it one more time? Well, that's the URL, masterclass.com/gaming. Right, now I'm going to watch Tony Hawk try to teach me how to ollie properly. I'll see you all soon.
Number 5, Stitch, Kingdom Hearts 2. Your favorite Kingdom Hearts summon is probably going to depend on your playstyle, but if you're looking for the summon that's vile, foul, flawed, and also cute and fluffy, you're going to want to go for Stitch. Simba may be great for area of effect attacks, Tinkerbell healed you non-stop, and Wreck-It Ralph was tricky to master but incredible once you did, but Experiment 626 may just have the edge. Stitch can be relied upon all the way up till the endgame without getting in Sora's way. He deflects enemy attacks, deals random damage, and in Kingdom Hearts 2, he licks your health bar back into shape when it's getting low. In this way, he's more of a useful all-rounder than the other summon options, and he's actually handy for the final battle. He prevents you from being hit with projectiles and basically grants you infinite mana. Whether you go with Thunder Stitch or Magic Stitch, he's as adorable as he is powerful. Ohana means family, and family means messing everybody's shit up, I guess. Number 4, Yojimbo, Final Fantasy X. Yojimbo might just be Final Fantasy's strongest summon ever. He costs a ton to summon, but he's worth every penny. Yojimbo is just a mercenary with his dog, appearing in multiple games in the series, but for the low price of around 200,000 gil, depending on your ability to haggle, he can also be your secret weapon. He's capable of one-shotting even final bosses and secret bosses. His signature ability Zenmato may not be the most reliable to execute as it's never a sure thing, but when he delivers, there's nobody tougher. The ability is commonly accepted to be the most powerful move in the history of the franchise, if you're happy to pay to see it happen. There isn't any bad guy big enough to escape Zenmato once it's unleashed, even Penance and his 12 million hit points. Is it kind of pay to win? Sure, but it looks very cool. Number 3, Black Iron Tarkas, Dark Souls. Now there's a lot of competition for the most powerful Souls NPC, and your choice is probably going to depend on your playstyle. Some will insist it's Jester Thomas, others Amnesiac Lap, but we're giving the gold to Black Iron Tarkas. Exemplifying Tarkas' power best is a 2011 YouTube video from Unlimited Brett Works titled, Tarkas, he is better at this game than you. One of the few NPC phantoms who can happily solo a boss without your help and take no damage, Tarkas is a renowned knight who met his doom trying to visit Anor Londo. His body and armor can be found in the Hall of the Painting Guardians. Don't feel too bad for him though, because Tarkas is a boss slaying machine, and you don't have to be a Souls fan to whoop with joy watching him knock the Iron Golem off the fortress to his demise. Now I just want to round out this segment by highlighting some of this unbelievable Tarkas commentary on YouTube. Now we've got one here from Shoegazer Complex who says, Tarkas was so strong, the only way FromSoft could kill him was with lore. This one from Gustav Finney who says, Tarkas felt things were getting too easy by the time he reached Anor Londo, so he stripped off his armor, left it behind some weird painting, and conquered the entirety of Lordran naked. And finally from Raka Pramada, to make the game way more difficult, Tarkas should have been the boss in Sen's Fortress while you summon the Iron Golem. That's excellent. Number 2, Bahamut Zero, Final Fantasy Type Zero. Bahamut or the Dragon King is a legend as far as Final Fantasy summons are concerned. He's appeared in a ton of Final Fantasy games and is perhaps nowhere more powerful than in Final Fantasy Type Zero as Bahamut Zero, where he is a level 99 summon equipped with the massively powerful ability Mega Flare. When fully charged, Mega Flare morphs into Giga Flare, which itself can become Terra Flare, an ability that summons multiple Bahamuts who launch an all-out attack that very few bad guys are going to be walking away from. In Final Fantasy X, Bahamut also breaks the damage limit, meaning no damage caps for him. Whichever way you look at it, Bahamut is definitely one of the best summons in Final Fantasy games, no matter which one you happen to be playing. Number 1, Karstarg, The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim. A summon so powerful, even a game as open-ended as Skyrim only lets you summon him 3 times, and it's a pain in the ass to get him in the first place, we've got Karstarg. After my big speech about how we're not allowing dead thralls, we are bending the rules a touch for Karstarg, as you summon him with a power and not a spell, but I'm gonna allow it. This guy was infamous on our Skyrim for being nigh on unkillable. He's a hugely powerful frost giant you'll need to defeat if you want to be granted the opportunity to call upon him in battle. And like I said, you can only do that 3 times total, and then Karstarg is over being the Dragonborn's whipping troll. Ghost. He's level 90, does a wild amount of damage, and has a stomp attack that'll ragdoll your hero right across the room. Not to mention his frost cloak that inflicts frost damage, multiple immunities, and ability to summon ice wraiths on the side. If you manage to kill him, Karstarg is going to end anything that you point him at. For a reference point, your Dremora lords are going to be killed off just about as quick as you can summon him if you use them against him.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to PrettyLitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.